Hey guys, how's it going today? It is Sunday, June 28th, 2020, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 1 p.m. Western Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Yeah, guys, that's right. It's another exciting day here on Alfredo's Sauce Bowl, guys. I got a lot for you guys today. First of all, I'd like to thank off with every show. Thank you again, listeners, for listening to my broadcast. Man, guys, we are doing it, guys. I got listeners. I got audience. Man, this is an awesome experience, guys. This is an awesome show, especially on a Sunday, guys. Man, I love Sundays. I hope everybody is having a blessed Sunday. Man, I had my coffee this morning. That's how I like to start my days. So, basically, today is Sunday, guys. Me, myself, I like to count Sunday as, you know, the beginning and the end of the last week and the beginning of your new week. You know, basically, the prep up day for your week. How to get your week started. How are you going to start that Monday, guys? You know, are you going to start it off fresh? You know, fresh and positive. Going out there with that attitude that I can tackle the world, do anything. Be that Superman, that superhero of the day. Or are you just going to sit back, chillax it like any other Joe out there? It's just another dull Monday. Well, folks, we don't do that here on the Alfredo Sauce Bowl. We're all about staying hype, guys. That's right. Keep it hype, man. Stay positive. Stay uplifting. Somebody that, you know, me, myself, that deals with depression myself can tell you guys, the more positive intake you take, the more positive you stay and look at the good in your life versus the bad, dude, you're just going to have an awesome life, man. Like, I can tell you how much things have changed for me since I've had a positive attitude. Guys, I just tackle it every day with a positive attitude. You can fail no matter what. I mean, you're always taking a risk no matter what from the day you get up. From that day you step out of your bed, you're in control of your life. From the moment you open your eyes. Some people might say it's from when you walk out that door into the unknowing, but actually, guys, it is from the moment you open those eyes is when your day starts. And how your life is going to affect from the moment you wake up. So, I tell you guys, make sure we're waking up in a positive attitude. A good way to do that, guys, that I've learned, I'm a big influencer. I mean, I get influenced a lot from positive speakers. Most I've been listening to, I have a TikTok. If you guys have a TikTok yourself, I suggest that you guys check out the Worth page on TikTok. Has a lot of good positive speeches, talkers, motivations, things like that. Steve Harvey is a person I like to listen to. The Rock, Kevin Hart. Those are some awesome people for motivation. Even Jim Carrey. I listen to Jim Carrey's speeches a lot on social media. But yeah, guys, it's all about having that positive attitude. Positive, guys. So stay positive today, guys. Have a great Sunday. A lot of things going here on the show today, guys. One, I like to talk about what we've talked about on previous shows. Like I said, we're taking off here, guys. I got listeners. Like, again, I like to thank my listeners for listening in on the Alfredo Sauce Bowl and keeping it going. That's one of the reasons why I keep doing this show is because of my audience and my listeners. You could take bad input and turn it into good input. I'm starting to get credits, which is awesome. You're always going to get criticized in anything you do. Don't think that you are criticized free from anything, because there's always somebody there to criticize. From tying your shoes to how you dress, even how you breathe. Especially with the upcoming Karens. If you ever dealt with a Karen, I mean, it's becoming to where we got to be a certain way. And you know, I don't dig that myself. I'm not really for a person to be dictated to or controlled. You know, I'm a free person. I do believe in the American dream, you know, being free and free to do your own thing. That's why we live here in America, because we're free to express ourselves. Free to say what we want and almost what we want. But still better than other places. Like I said, guys, I like being a person that doesn't like to get dictated to. I take the criticism that I get and I turn it into positive. So bad intake can also be good intake. So people, don't let the negativity keep you down. Don't let the critics keep you from doing what you love. You just push on and get better. Like it says, those like they say, man, those are life lessons, and you just take them and turn them around. Flip it on them. Basically, just flip it on them, guys. Okay, guys. So first things first, I throw a shout out to, it is June 28th. It is Pride Month, guys. It's actually from June 22nd to June 28th. If you guys want to read more on about it, go to localofcongress.gov and you can find out about Pride Month. One thing that I saw looked up that I'm going to read on in later is Stonewall Uprising of 1969. What I read so far with a short summary is just about the beginning of protesting for Pride. And like I says, I have friends and family that support the Pride Month, so I support them too as well. Because it's all about coming together, guys. I guess, especially in recent news where we have riots going on and all the protests is going on. One thing I would like to say, let's stop the riot, guys. There's no point in destroying your own community. It doesn't do anything, like I talked about in my previous show. Guys, just don't go do it. All you're doing is painting a picture for them to go out and do the things they do, guys. All you're doing is inciting violence. That's all you're doing. You're just creating more violence with violence. Violence doesn't solve anything, guys. I lost a lot of good friendships as a kid, being a rowdy kid and always fighting. So I say, guys, fighting and disrupting the community is not a way of doing it. It's definitely not, guys. So to my protesters that are protesting the right and safe way, going out and protesting, using your words, I want to say, stay safe, guys, while you're out there protesting. I know protests aren't always good. They can always turn out bad. But for you guys that are out there practicing safe protesting, stay safe, guys, and keep it up. Let's get our word out there and make a change and stand together, because Black lives do matter. If you guys have been on social media a lot, I've been through my Facebook, a lot of postings going on there. If you guys see a lot of police brutality, some new murders rising, which is sad. We really need to stand together on this, guys, and come together and really make a change. And like I said, not all police officers are bad. It's just sad that it's gotten to a point where a majority of our justice system has got crowded with corruption and corrupt police out there. And I really do hope somebody gets there and can be the voice for us and get to the top and change this. Because it really is. It's disgusting. It's sad to see this kind of stuff. Especially from, you know, just being a follower of protests and things like that. From Martin Luther King to Senior Chavez, Rosa Parks. You know, even like artists, you know, one I'm watching too is Tupac a lot. We all know about Tupac. He was a big leader for the African American community. And he stressed a lot on about the wrong, you know, the certain things society would show but never acknowledge. And even now in recent news, you have, you know, where NBA stars are coming out. I don't know if you guys seen recently, they're starting July 31st. I haven't really seen any cancellation on it or anything, but the NBA is starting a 16 seed playoff roster. So far, I believe it's 16 teams from both Western and Eastern conferences playing it out. You know, I would really say that I would have to stand with some of my NBA stars there. You know, they are right. I don't think it's a time for that for them. Like they said, a lot of their minds are on other things right now with supporting the Black Lives Matters movement. You know, NBA just wanted to be the star. And being an athlete myself, knowing it does take a lot of your energy and mindset to be in the game, to, you know, to be involved in that. And when other things are going on, it does kind of pull you away from that and kind of takes your mind off that because you're more concerned about other things. And this really is a big thing right now. And I do agree with my with the star athletes that do share the same view as that and have been actually pretty public about it. So yeah, guys, definitely keep up. If you can get out to March, guys, I do suggest go out and march with your fellow supporters, guys, and let's make a change, guys. Let's stick together and be all the biggest thing of all, just love one another, guys. Love one another. That's what it's all about. All right, guys, another thing, I really don't like to break down too much news in my broadcast. I'm not really a news anchor. But also, I just bring to you guys what I think is interesting in the news. Another thing I felt kind of interesting, what Trump uses a lot, is Rolling Stones music in his political gatherings. In his debates. So right now, it'll be about 3 hours now ago. It was on my Facebook. You can check it out on other local news channels or check it out on online. I'm pretty sure CNN.com, or if you live in New Mexico, you can go to Channel 7. Check out their website. That's actually where this was being posted from. Rolling Stone is suing Trump for using their songs. So that's going on in the news. All right, guys. So that's enough on a little bit of the history and the news part, guys. Let's get jumping right into the show. I mean, this is a great show, guys, coming to you. This is my sixth episode coming to you, guys. I am now available on 4 platforms. That's right, guys, on 4 platforms. I am going on... 1 second, let me scroll myself down here, guys, and I can actually let you know. So starting on apps, guys, if you guys are listening to me on apps, my top app right now is Anchor. So I'm being a lot listened to on Anchor with an 83%. Spotify, 17%. Like I said, I'm still getting out there, guys. I'm new to Spotify. I don't use Spotify myself. I'm suggested to it a lot, especially by friends and local artists that I happen to know here. Some great pals. They let me know about some of these great apps. That's actually how I was introduced to Anchor. Introduced to Anchor by some good friends. And Spotify too as well. I'm going to check that out, guys. I'm going to get downloading on that. Some say it's free. Some say you got to pay. But I'm pretty sure it's like any other of your social media apps out there. Or your other social media music apps. Pretty sure it's free for some, but you can pay for the Prime. Pretty sure something included like that. That's what they're trying to get at. Being listened to on the web a lot, that's a good one. I mean, if you're on the web, you're out there. Yep, that's how I take it, guys. Once it gets to the web, it's worldwide, guys. And another great one, 20%, which is higher than Spotify. So keep it up, Apple desktop listeners. Keep it up, guys. If you're listening on the Apple podcast, thank you, guys. Definitely thank you. But those are the top platforms that I'm being listening to on. So thanks a lot, guys. Like I said, that's one thing I like about Anchor. It actually tracks who listens to your shows, what age groups, what gender. If you guys want to know about that, I'm actually, thank you to, actually it says 100% listeners are from the age 23-27. It kind of differs. I go more off of what my computer says than my phone. My phone's a little slow, even though it's an Apple. I don't know if it's just the area I live in, guys. I will be honest. New Mexico does have a lot of drop spots here in New Mexico due to just the landscaping of it. There's a lot of mountains out here. I am at the end of the Rockies. Up north of us is Colorado, guys. I am living by the Rockies. To some of you that might not know where New Mexico is, it's in the southwest state of the United States. Some do get confused. It is not out of the United States, guys. New Mexico is part of the United States, believe it or not. Actually, we should know this by now because New Mexico is becoming more and more popular. If you guys haven't heard, or if you're not from the area, actually, big filming industry out here, guys. Big time. They're always posting things for new auditions for Disney shows. You know, I know Disney's out here a lot. So if you guys are actually looking to get into stardom, guys, actually look into that stuff. Look into your New Mexico. There is a lot of extras out here calling. They film one of the good movies that I know of is Star Wars. They film Star Wars out here at White Sands. Also Transformers. I believe it was either, I think it was the second or first one. I believe it was the second one they filmed out here at White Sands. I actually did a lot of filming out here for that movie, which is awesome. Even the Sarah Connor Chronicles, they used to come up on Fox. That was actually filmed out here, actually filmed up the street from me where I'm located at, guys, at James Monroe Middle School. So New Mexico is actually blowing up, guys, believe it or not. I mean, they actually are getting big. Like, I could see why movies come out here. I mean, it is a low income state, first of all, guys. So if you're looking to give a break for those high income states, guys, New Mexico is a good state. Me, myself, I'm originally from California. Love California. I'm a very Californian to heart, guys. Born and raised out there for almost 18 years. Didn't move out here until I was 18 to Albuquerque, New Mexico. It is a different life. It's more of a retirement state that I've been told. If you look it up, it kind of says it too. I've actually looked up a little bit about New Mexico history. Look into that. So if you guys are find out about New Mexico, check it out, guys. I suggest it. So going off of that, guys, like I said, thank you, listeners, once again. Thank you all for listening to my show. I hope you guys keep tuning into this stuff. Sorry if I ramble in and out of things, guys. Like I said, I'm still just getting started. This is my sixth episode of the show, which is real awesome. I'm really enjoyed doing this for you guys. This is actually one of the things I love to do. I'm very drawn to these kinds of things, guys, and this is what actually keeps me positive and keeps me doing the show for you guys, is just being me out here. And like I said, as it goes more on and on, I'm gonna be more me, guys, on this show, especially when I get criticized, guys, you know, about certain things. I do start coming out more, because it's like I said, I will turn a negative into a positive. So guys, let's get started about what we talked about on previous shows and what the top show is. So far, the two top shows of my broadcast are Bonds with Animals and Humans and DBZ Talk in the Late. I can actually see why those are probably two top shows. Bonds with Animals and Humans. Those are actually a lot of animal lovers out there. There's a lot of animal lovers out there in the world. Also, a lot of anime lovers, especially if you're an anime lover like myself, I like talking about anything that's anime. From mangas, to the animes, to cosplay. I think the cosplays are pretty cool, what you see now. If you do have a TikTok, you can see a lot of it on TikTok. A lot of people out there on TikTok do a lot of cosplay TikToks, which is real cool. I think the Inuyasha ones are pretty cool. They do some Ghostface ones. But yeah, guys, check out TikTok. TikTok is actually pretty cool. But those are my two top shows, guys. All right, guys, it's almost 2:30. So I'm gonna actually go on a little bit longer here, guys. I do apologize if I do seem a little stuck sometimes. That's one thing about Anchor that I want to say. I think they can come up with a better way of getting you guys these sounds and effects that they have on their show. If they were to find a better platform for that to actually have it to where you can use it on demand instead of just pulling up pages. I learned that's real hard. You can't even use it on your phone. The only thing you can really do on your phone is podcast it. I've tried saving it and editing it. The only thing with saving it and editing it on your phone is that it doesn't give you the sponsor option to go out and sponsor it. So you can flag it and edit it, but if you're on your phone, you're really limited to what you can use. So that's so far one of the cons that I found out. I know I've been saying a lot of the pros, but that's one of the kind of things that I've kind of would like to see better on Anchor with their app and their website, a better way of using the sounds and effects for the shows. Because they do express it on their tutorials to spice up your shows, but if you can't use the tools that they give you in your shows, what's the point of even talking about it? Or saying that it's easy right from your phone and you can edit and use all the creative tools from your phone or computer when you can't even use them from your phone or within your broadcast during your broadcast. So, and you can't even sponsor after that. So I think that's one of the big things that they should fix on their website. Not unless I'm doing something wrong. If I'm wrong, guys, do message me and correct me. But so far, that's what I'm finding out for myself. That's one of the things of this show is that it's my journey with you guys through Anchor. So if you guys are using the Anchor app and that's one of your guys' concerns, let's let them know and hopefully they fix that for us, guys. All right, guys, so let's get in. Like I said, our two top shows, Bonds with Animals and Humans and DBZ Talk. That's right, guys, here on the Alfredo Show, it's the first ever rewind. That's right. We rewind the weekend and talk about our latest episodes and our top episodes. All right, first was Bonds with Animals and Humans. It was a first ever show that I did for Anchor, guys, and brought to you guys. It is out of your ordinary because it is one of my first shows. I just got on the mic and just started talking about it. What I mentioned in my previous shows is a lot of just basically non-scripted episodes so far. I actually sat back today and did a little write-out for you guys. I actually scripted the opening so I could do my openings a little bit better. Wrote down a little, just a little interesting news that I thought was interesting for you guys. You know, from the Pride Month to your, where you can find it more on the story at your LOC.gov, also known as Local of Congress.gov. check that out, guys. If you're not familiar with Pride Month, I do suggest go check it out, guys, and give your support. Like I said, I got friends and family that are Pride supporters. Also, guys, I want to get better. I want to spice up the shows a little. Like I said, I want to put more sound effects into them. I really like the sound effects, guys. I don't know about you guys, but I think those really spice up the shows. It's always nice. Definitely working on guests for the shows and getting people on the show. I actually do have a couple that are interested, so I'm going to be planning on that, guys. But back to Bonds with Animals and Humans. Like I said, it was one of my first episodes. Didn't really write a script out for it. Very choppy, very off subject sometimes with these shows. But that's the joy about these Alfredo Sauce Bowl shows. I do them straight from home because of COVID. So you guys never know what's going to happen here. You never know who's going to pop in. Anybody can be popping in on these shows, from my family to friends to fans. I'm working on getting a better phone setup, guys. I like to start taking in callers. That would be pretty awesome for free, for giveaways and things like that. But mostly where I talked about on that show, I talked about bonds with your animal, because I had family members that recently just lost a pet, and talked about how pets are a big part of us. They're a part of our family. They, you know, do a lot for us as we do a lot for them. They're our companions. They're our best friends. They're there for us when we always need them. I know when I'm feeling down, my dog can always sense it. He always comes by me, lays his head on my lap, and just lets me know everything's gonna be okay. So if you guys are interested in bonds with animals and humans, I suggest check out that episode. It's an okay one. Another good show was my DBZ episode. That one was a little bit more easier because it was something about I like and I actually have a passion for, which is anime. I'm a big DBZ lover. Watched it ever since I was introduced to it as a kid from a neighborhood friend. They would always talk to me about it, so I went to go watch it for myself. I think when I first picked it up, I was actually in the middle of the Namek saga, which is an awesome, awesome saga. But first, let me say, if you are a Dragon Ball Z lover and you guys like Dragon Ball Z, or if you're getting into Dragon Ball Z for the first time, go out and watch Dragon Ball. Yep, that's right, guys. Start from square one. I find out it's never good to watch animes from a middle or halfway into the arc. It's always good to start at the beginning of the arc. The only problem with animes is that they are long, guys. If you read the mangas are a little bit better, but the animes tend to be a little bit longer because they, you know, stretch them out into episodes. Yes, sir. That's right. But yeah, guys, I'm actually I love Dragon Ball Z, guys, man. I am hyped on it. I mean, I'm hyped about all the stuff they come out about it, from new mangas to animes to video games, merchandise like t-shirts, posters, pictures, fan things. Man, they are awesome, guys.
Yay!
That's right. Yay to all you DBZ listeners that listened in onto my DBZ talk. Thank you for making one of those my top listen shows, guys. Keep listening on into them. Since those are my top big shows, I'll actually do some rewind backs on those and do some other shows on that, which I think would be pretty cool and bring more to you guys. But like I said, so much, you know, these beginning shows, these first six episodes are just warm-ups, guys. You know, we're just warming up for you guys. Getting loose, jumping in, getting into the mood, the moment. Just becoming that person for you guys, man, to bring you some good shows, some uplifting shows. So I try not to talk about a lot of negativity things on my shows. I like keeping my audience positive and getting them ready for their day. Get them going, get them pumped so they can go out there and tackle the world. You know, that's what we got to do. Up, 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 guys. That's right, man. That's my thing, guys, is staying positive on these shows. But yeah, if you guys actually like my DBZ and the anime, I'll do another anime one. One I've been trying to get on my show, trying to get somebody to talk about some anime on my show. A lot of anime lovers out there. So if you like to come on and talk about a certain anime, guys, go ahead and hit me up and get you here on the show. And we can talk about some anime, guys. Get a little bit anime talk show going on here for this audience. Get them pumped up for that, which I think would be awesome. So I don't know how you guys like to spend your Sunday, but man, I like to spend my Sundays just relaxing outside and outdoors. It's a beautiful June 28th, 2020 out here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, guys. Sadly, I have to go to my other job after this podcast. I am an essential worker, guys, so I do want to throw a shout out to all you essential workers. Stay safe, guys. That's right. Stay safe out there. Wear your mask. Wash your hands for your 20 seconds every time you visit that restroom or get to work. Have some hand sanitizer on you and some gloves if you're more safe that way. But yeah, guys, definitely stay safe out there if you're an essential worker and you have to work this Sunday. Stay safe, guys. But yeah, I mean, maybe I can shoot you guys a couple of ideas if you're trapped in the house because of the COVID, especially in the uprisings. I know it's real hard, like me, myself. I'm just stuck here in a studio, guys. You know, just kicking back, having a good time with you guys. So I'm not so bored. Like I said, I'm a person that deals with depression. What gets my depression going, guys, is, you know, just being alone and being locked up in the house all the time. I mean, I'm a person that gets out. I love to live life. I love exploring. I love traveling. I love hanging out with friends and family, guys. Cause that's how I beat my depressions. By, you know, just getting positive people around me, doing positive things, going out and doing things I love, like fishing for one. If there were more places open, lakes, rivers, state parks open, I would be out fishing right now, guys. I'd be getting materials for my shows for you guys for fishing. I'm a big sports lover, guys. Real sad when the NBA had to come to a screeching halt when COVID had started. That was sad. That was really a bummer, guys. I was so hyped about the NBA season. You had the Sacramento Kings that were coming up, my hometown. Another team I like back from back home is Golden State and LA, but more love to my Sacramento Kings and Sacramento King fans. Yep, that's right, guys. Shout out to the Sacramento Kings. They're getting better and better every year, guys. I know they're just barely knocking at the door to get into those playoffs, but they are almost there, guys. Just stick with them, you know, especially if you're like me, if you're a Raiders fan, you know, I got disappointments in both sports, football and basketball. The only thing that was hyping me up for the basketball is because the LA Lakers, LeBron James bringing that back to life. Just making it feel like a Los Angeles Laker team again, guys. You know, the thing I grew up during the Kobe and Jordan eras and Shaq, John Stockton, Malone. Some of you guys might not even know who those players are, but if you want to get freshen up on your histories and check out some good players, I suggest you guys check out those good players from the 90s, guys. awesome, awesome time. Especially the Jordan and Kobe matchups. Those were like your LeBron and Kobe matchups. Dwayne Wade and Shaq. Yao Ming and Shaq matchups. Those were my matchup back in the days, guys. Was Patrick Ewing, Shaq, from Kobe to Jordan, Scottie. Yep, Mr. Pippen, guys. Those were my athletes growing up with, my stars. But that's what was getting me hyped up for the NBA. So sad, guys. I mean, man. Oh, broken hearted. But it's coming back July 31st. Check it out, guys. I'm going to check it out myself. 16 seed playoff roster. See how that goes. Like I said, it's kind of strange, especially with NBA starting back up in October. If these guys are going to play their hardest, you know, how are they going to be playing when the season actually does start? I mean, I want to see how that goes. Haven't heard too much on the football news. Haven't really heard if they're going to be starting up or if they're postponing. Hopefully, I'll go out and check their page and I'll update you guys tomorrow on that and see what's going on in the NFL world, because I am interested in I am a big NFL football lover, man, guys. I keep up with it. Don't get to watch as much since I got to work a lot of Sundays and Mondays. Basically, just the days that they're on. I'm working a lot, but I do keep up on it. I'm constantly checking out the social media, pre-games, post-games, all that great stuff. Very involved into the sports world. Like I said, I like to fish. Fishing, believe it or not, is a sport, guys. It is counted as a sport. You can be a fisherman for catching for your meals, or just a fisherman just for sport, you know. Basically, conserving the wildlife is what I like to call it. Practicing your catch and release is what it's better known as. So if you guys are out there, you know, if you're fishing just for sport, practice your catch and release, guys. Do it safe. Make sure you have all the right tools. Don't hurt the fish. Believe it or not, if you do anything dramatic to that fish while you're fishing for sport, you can actually hurt them and it can be actually fatal to that fish. So definitely, guys, be very safe out there. If you guys are out there fishing today, like I said, if you are sports fishing, practice safe catch and release and dispose of your tackle right, guys. I cannot, you know, stress this anymore, guys, to anybody. One thing that annoys me is when I go out fishing and you see hooks, line, you just see people's garbage just everywhere, just trash. I mean, come on, guys, pick it up, have a bag on you, throw it in your bag. Hate to say, I know a lot of us go out there and have a good time, guys, but always remember, guys, keep it clean, guys. Keep your outdoors clean, you know? That's one thing, guys. Keep the outdoors clean. Like I said, I'm a hunter and fisherman myself. Get out there and be clean, guys. Keep our environment clean. You know, keep it beautiful. Especially for animals. You got to remember, when you leave things out there like that, animals are curious creatures. Fishing line can get tangled up around their necks, around their legs. They can swallow hooks, which is dangerous. If you guys ever stabbed yourself with a hook, it is hard to get out, guys. Let me tell you that, and it is painful. I can tell you from being a fisherman of how many times I've cut myself with a fillet knife to not paying attention of the fish you're catching. I don't know if you guys ever been catfished. Fishing, but catfish do have a defense mechanism on their fins and gills. They have some barbs on them. Actually, had a great friend that I know who used to go fishing with his grandpa, who got stung by one time, and he says, man, he felt like the little boy from the Christmas movie where he couldn't put his arms down. It was just painful. said the only way the pain was if he just kept them level and let the blood flow. But yeah, guys, definitely be safe while you're out there. Like I said, there's a lot of dangers that come with it, not only for yourself, but for the animals. You can put animals in danger if you're not out there cleaning up your mess, guys. So clean up your mess, all right, guys? Do a good job cleaning up your mess, all right? Don't need to give you guys a clue. But yeah, guys, I'll definitely look in more into the NFL for you guys and see what's going on in the NFL world. If you guys are not big followers of the NFL, or you know, you just got too much time tied up in your hands, you know, listening to the onto the Alfredo show and Alfredo Sauce Bowl, that is, and I'll fill you guys in as much as I can. But yeah, guys, one sec, guys. I'm gonna take a quick break. I do apologize, guys, but I'll be right back. This is the first ever break in the Alfredo show. But, dude, we're actually going in on some good time here, guys. I've 41 minutes into the show. These shows are getting longer and longer as I go on, which is awesome, guys. So, like I said, guys, keep listening in. I'm gonna take a quick break real quick, guys, and I'll be right back. Alright, and I'm back, guys. That's right. Your captain is back. Your captain is back, guys. That's right. Do forgive me, guys, if for a lot of the background noise, guys. Like I said, these are being recorded from home due to COVID. Because I'm staying safe, guys. Just don't want to risk the chance. Either if you guys believe in it or don't believe it, I just like to, you know, be safe, guys. You shouldn't, but I like to prepare for the worst just in case. But yeah, but I need to learn to have more things around me. Finally, I'm clear. I have an area cleared out in my base to have good shows for you guys. Somewhere where it's not a lot of echo or a lot of things being thrown around. But yeah, man, especially water, man. Ooh, man, doing a lot of talking does dry out your throat, and definitely keep your hydration up. Definitely, if you live in the Albuquerque area, guys, do keep your hydration up. It's been some hot days out here. I know yesterday was in the 90s, very high 90s actually, and it was from the morning. I believe I woke up yesterday at 9 o'clock and it was burning, guys. It was already hot. Oof. But let's check it here real quick, guys, and see what it is outside. Right now it is 93 here in Albuquerque, sunny. Chance of rain is zero, but they're looking for the high 93s and the low 63s here today, guys, in Albuquerque. So yes, if you are an outdoor essential worker, keep your hydration up, guys. Water, Gatorade. Keep it up, guys. I mean, hydrate yourself. You know, to sports drinks, water, all that. But because yesterday, oh, it was hot. I could have used some. Should have went swimming yesterday. I saw people in the Rio Grande. I don't know if you guys saw that. If you live here in New Mexico, passing the river yesterday, there were some people out rafting, having a good time on the river. I should actually get out and do that. When I first got out here, they actually used to have a thing where they had a raft boat race. You used to go out and make your own raft boats and challenge your local people to a raft boat challenge. And they would raft down from a certain place on the Rio Grande to another location on the Rio Grande and I guess give them prizes. I mean, I never really got into that, but I just thought it was something that was cool that they did out here. But yeah, guys, if you are looking for some waterways, I know I've had some family and friends go up yesterday, but before traveling, do check your travel restrictions, guys. Do see where the high COVIDs are. And stay away from those bad towns and that have high cases. I mean, it's pretty sad, especially when I go traveling, guys, and I can't stop in certain places that I love because of COVID and them being high. It's real sad. And I do feel bad for the mom and pop businesses. My prayers go out to those moms and pops businesses. I don't know if you guys heard the news, but when they sent out that first stimulus check, a lot of big corporations were getting them instead of your mom and pop businesses, which is sad because those mom and pop businesses rely on being open. And with COVID being around, they can't be open and support their local businesses. And you can't get people in to support your local businesses. I mean, that's really sucky for these workers, mom and pop business workers. So like I said, my prayers go out to them. Hopefully things get better. Hopefully our Congress can come together and get them some help, especially now that some of them are having to close again because of the risk and COVID. I'm really hoping that Congress does come out, or our government does come up with a way to help those guys out. Because right now things are just feeling like they are unsolved. Yep. I feel that things are just too unsolved about this right now. Yep. Like I said, some good things and some bad things going on in the world right now, guys. Or less, a lot of negative stuff. So stay positive, guys. Promise it'll get better. We still got the other half of 2020 to go. I know we're only halfway into 2020. It's beginning to be it turned out to be a little sad and just depressing one so far. But hopefully it turns around and gets better, guys. Especially with summer being around and times warming up. It's just hard because you can't get out and do nothing with this summer. It's so hard with the COVID, guys. I mean, I'm feeling down, man. Feeling down for a lot of people. There's really nowhere to go. Found out a couple of days ago that our stage 3 got put on hold, and yeah. All my favorite places and bars are good kick-out spots I used to go. All those good memories. But...
Are you on air?
I'm on air. I'm on air. That's right. But yeah, guys, it is sad, man. I can't go anywhere on this COVID. You gotta do a lot from home. You know, if it's just you guys, don't be scared to invite that one person over. What we do for us with my people is, with my friends and stuff that I invite over, what we do, we just ask questions, how are you feeling today? If they feel bad, they really don't come over. We give each other's calls first before we head to each other's homes. So, yeah, guys, if you guys are alone and you are wondering if you can have somebody over, that big brother's going to come over knocking on your door, guys, because you got somebody over. Don't feel like that, guys. Don't feel like you're trapped or a prisoner in your home. You're not. You can go outside, guys, get some fresh air. They actually do recommend it. I recommend it myself because isolation does take its toll on people. But yeah, definitely get out, guys, and smell some air. invite some people over, you know, like myself. I have cookouts, guys. Like I said, I'm a passionate of cooking. I have family members that are passionate about cooking. So we come over and we cook together, guys. I usually have barbecues or we cook something inside. Watch a movie. Me and my nephews, we're all in our late 20s and early 30s. Late 30s. We all just get together and play video games, guys. And, you know, kick back a couple of hot drinks. And just have a good time, guys. And we keep it minimal. You know, it's two of them and three of us, so all together, it's the minimum of what they talk, a group of five. You get that sixth person, you're kind of putting yourself in danger. But yeah, we keep it basically just simple, guys. We just do a couple. I mean, even when we're at each other's houses, we all have systems, so we take them over. There's a TV about in every room, so we hook ourselves up. We're not even in the same room. We're just basically in the same house. Online in it because it's better connections. We're all in the same place. But that's the way we do to defeat our isolation, and that way it's not so just bummed and you're not just so alone, guys. But yeah, get out for walks, guys. I go for walks. Recently I've been working out. I've been kind of stuck on that, guys. I haven't really been doing it just because of other reasons for myself, and I'm going to start it back up, guys. I'm going to get back into working out. And I actually feel you guys into that. It's one of my journeys, actually, guys. I'm actually thinking about doing a journey video on my TikToks. You can go to Genesis916 at TikTok. That's my TikTok, guys. Or you can go to Alcellus on... Alcellus916 on... my Instagram. You can check me out on Instagram or just type in Alfredo. Same thing on TikTok. Just look up Alfredo and you guys can show your support on my TikToks and my Instagrams. I'm on my Snapchat too, which is Alcellus. I'm a Snapchat, not too much on Snapchat, guys. I'm more on your Instagram, Facebook, and TikToks. You know, I like TikTok. It's awesome, guys. I get some good laughs, find out some good things on there. Like I said, I get a lot of my motivation from those, from listening to Steve Harvey, to, you know, great speeches from movies and things like that. You know, those are great motivations to me to keep me positive, guys, and to get me going on about my day. So check those out, guys. Message me there. So, guys, I think I'm going to... you know, shut down here, guys. I enjoy talking to you. I'll talk to you guys more tomorrow. If not, do another episode tonight, guys, after I get off work. Maybe you guys a late night little show in there. Talk about how to, what to do for our late nights if you're in the house. But like I said, today for your Sunday, try to get out, have a barbecue or something, guys. Invite a few friends over for a nice, you know, afternoon shindig, and that way you guys don't feel so alone out there during the COVID. And always, as always, thanks to my listeners for listening to me, guys. Keep it up. Like I said, I'm on four platforms. I'm on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and you can also catch me on the web. So, guys, definitely keep tuning in. Keep your support up. I'll keep bringing you the shows, guys, and just keep spicing them up for you. And as always, guys, have a great Sunday. Stay blessed on this Sunday. And it's time to power it down, guys. And have a good one. And I'll see you guys next time on the Alfredo Sauce Bowl. And just keep listening in, guys. Keep listening and showing your support. Like I said, I can't stress that enough, guys, because it feels awesome that you guys are out there listening to me and making this into a great show. Like I said, we're already at 25. Man, that's awesome, guys. Keep it going, man. Hopefully it hit 50, man. We'll have a big show when we hit 50 there. Yep. Definitely, most definitely. I promise, guys, we will have a great episode there when we hit 50, man. So let's get it to 50, guys. Keep listening to my shows. Keep your support up. Have a blessed Sunday, guys, like I said. And Keep it real with yourself.